Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. A ministry embracing widows, but in the last few weeks, we hope that we are embracing others who've lost not just a spouse, but a mother, father, son, daughter, or any loved one that you, it's causing you the holiday blues, getting beyond the holiday blues. This is the fourth week during our 6 week session that we've been doing. And this is, the, like I said, the fourth week. And we have a couple more weeks left before the Christmas holiday. The 12th, we will have another testimony. We had a testimony last week from a friend.
You got mail.
Excuse me. From a friend who lost her son. And I knew her son very well, grew up with my children. And we always want our children to bury us and for not for us to bury them. So that is something that can cause you many pains because you didn't, you know, you want to see your son to grow up and do many things in life and maybe getting married and all the different things that you want your children to be. And you never want to be the one that you have to bury your children. We will have testimonies of someone losing their spouse as well. No loved one, no loss is easy. It's very difficult to lose a loved one, especially someone that you love so much and be around all the time and you just have that wonderful relation with. But just knowing that God will be with you, he said he will never leave you or forsake you. And on the 19th, we will have Sheila Coley on, and she will she's a financial and tax expert, and she will also talk about things that you need to do after a loss and things that you need to get plan and prepare and take care of. That's important after someone you lose, different information that you will need. She will come on the 19th and give us her financial and tax information that she's been doing, very experienced in doing for years. So look for that as well. So from this point on, we will have someone on just for a few minutes to go over, have a testimony, as well as getting some information that we might need to after a loss, things that we don't think of. She will bring some light to you and preparing to move forward. We are moving on to our second book, Journeying, Journeying Through Grief. And this book is called Experiencing Grief. And we must experience our grief. Just 1 second, please. And there are three topics that we will be discussing tonight. When the loss sinks in, you cannot grieve. And also, accepting your grief. Those three things that we will be discussing tonight. Now, these are some more feelings that you might experience as you journey through grief. I never knew it could hurt so much. I never knew so many strong feelings would turn inside of me. I am overwhelmed. I am confused. I am angry. I am lonely. I am hurting. Part of my heart has been ripped apart. How will I survive this? How long will it hurt? God, how long will it hurt? Well, we will be able to answer some of those questions tonight. When the loss sinks in, the loss finally sinks in. Your loved one really did die. He or she is not coming back. This is a time when you may be feeling very bad, because it means that you are feeling so overwhelmed that our hearts find it hard to accept. We can't change what happens to keep holding off the full impact of the loss. Reality that our loved one is now gone. Reality comes pain. A mother grieving the loss of her baby said, "The hole in my soul was so deep that I couldn't see the bottom." You always may feel as if you can't see the bottom, or perhaps if you hit rock bottom, at times you may wonder if you can survive, or even want to survive without your loved one. I've had many of my widows have felt suicidal. They didn't want to go forward. They didn't want to live again. They didn't want to be alone without their spouse. All of these feelings. But just know when you hit rock bottom that Jesus is the rock at the bottom. He will uphold you with his right hand. Yes, you can go on and you will survive, because he said he promised you he will never leave you or forsake you. The pain you feel right now will not always be as intense and will not last forever. The pain will come and go. Sometimes you're feeling okay and sometimes you're not. Let the reality of your loss sink in, as painful as its reality may be. You can only heal when you feel. Let me repeat that. You can only heal when you feel. Do you know that experience, your feelings, your loss has stirred up is one step towards healing? Let yourself feel it. Don't ignore it. You cannot grieve. We push our feelings aside. We want to ignore it, and we put it aside. And it won't work. But grief isn't one of those things. Ignoring grief won't make it go away or keep it from affecting you. You cannot grieve. Yes, you can grieve. And many of us have sleepless nights, wake up in the middle of the night, and our emotions, because that person is not in the bed next to us, or we can't call them on the telephone. All of those emotions. We cannot avoid grieving a loss. You cannot grieve any more than you cannot bleed. If you cut your finger, you bleed. If you lose someone you love, you grieve. It's as simple and as natural as that. But I must defend you because it's not as simple as that. Because it's not, it hurts. But we must learn how to grieve. The death of a loved one, here's a scenario. We must grieve in order to heal from our hurt. We are healed of a suffering only by experiencing it in full. Grief is the normal and the natural, healthy way to allow those feelings to surface and move out of us. People try to avoid grieving for many reasons. Here's two examples of someone. A woman who lost her mother told that she insisted in grieving by taking care of everyone else. Her father, her sibling, and her own children. She said, at the time, everyone said, "You are taking it so well." But 10 years later, it caught up to her, and she finally broke down because she put her grief in a box because she started taking care of all of her family members. She didn't have time to grieve because she was a caregiver, and that helped her to get through her grief. But one day it all came to full circle. Here's a story about a man. I always felt he kept a lid on his feelings about when his wife passed away, kept an emotional distance from people. And when she passed away, he simply didn't know how to grieve, didn't know how to express his emotion, and even had no way to turn. Eventually, he found the support that he needed and acquired the skills that he needed in a grief support group. Yes, it's important that you find someone or a grief support to help you through. And sometimes you need professional help. Don't be ashamed to get professional help, because sometimes, excuse me one second, my computer is saying something crazy here. One second. Here we go. But what I was saying, that do not let your it's important that you find professional help sometimes. Sometimes a grief support group can be very helpful, and most of the time is, because you hear other people's testimonies. you know that your situation is always not as bad as you think it is, because when you hear someone else's story, you can see that, you know, what you are going through is not, you know, not as bad. You know, things that happen to that loved one, when you hear a testimony, you think about it and said that, I should be doing better because of what that person is experiencing. So just know that you sometimes might need professional help. And also, I would like to read this quote too. There is no way around the pain that you naturally feel. When someone you love dies, you can't go over it, under it, or around it. Going through it, it is what will help you heal. And that is very true. You can't go over it, under it, or around it. You must go through it. You can't think your way through grief. You need to feel your way. That's the breakthrough for you. Realize that if you have been talking about your feelings, or if you were sometime out and about, let me tell you a story. Let me stop here. Let me tell you a story about this lady who lost her husband, passed away. Every time she saw one of her friends that associated with her and her husband, she would run the other way. She saw one of her friends in Home Depot one day, and she knew that if she had allowed her friends to see her, that she would have to talk about her husband and tell her that her husband had passed. She did not want to do that. She couldn't face that. So she ran the other way. There were so many people that then did not realize that her husband had passed, because she kept running away from people whenever she saw them. She did not want to face. She didn't want to face the reality that her husband was gone. I don't know what happened to her, because I lost touch with her, and I don't know if she went back to her hometown or what. But I hope that she is doing well and that she did allow grief to journey through grief, because what she was doing was unhealthy every time. And like I say, she kept running away from all her friends. A lot of her friends did not even know that he had passed because how she was running away. So grief takes you through so many emotions and behavior. So when it becomes that kind of grief, then it's important that you get professional help, because it can become more and more unhealthy. So please, when it gets to that point in your life, please seek help, professional help, or a support group. So be mindful of that. Knowing this can actually bring you to real comfort, to know that, you know, there is help out there. It's difficult. There are many reasons why people have difficult grieving. More important than the reason why, however, in the simple truth that the emotion of grief needs to be dealt with. Attempting to resist them or bury them can only delay them for a while. Eventually, they need to come out and will come out, and they will come out. It is better to let those feelings come out in healthy ways now than to have them resurface and in a healthy, unhealthy way later. So you cannot grieve. You need to grieve. Knowing this can actually bring you real comfort. It frees you and lets you go and do what you need to do now. You are going to grieve sometime, somewhere, somehow, So let yourself grieve now so that you can begin to heal. It is so important. Accepting your grief. A woman stated once, half the battle is accepting the grief and letting your grief, letting yourself grieve. We end up resisting our grief and trying to hold in our emotions. This can be exhausting and unhealthy. It doesn't work anyway. Eventually, our grief will break through. So accepting your grief and letting it come out now is half the battle. An example of a cowboy story. A cowboy describing the secret of riding a wild bronco. He said, "Don't fight the horse or try to control him. Simply move along with him and let him take you wherever he wants to go." You can apply that bit of cowboy wisdom to grief. Don't fight your grief or try to control it. Simply move along with it and let it take you where it goes, especially the feelings stirred up by the loss, share the painful memories, and talk about the issue that surfaced. Have someone to talk to. It is important for you to accept your grief because other people may not. Whatever the reason might be, a lot of people say that are due to discourage you from grieving. Don't depend on others to give you permission to grieve. Give that permission to yourself. And Matthew 5:4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." So it is important to mourn, but our Father God will be right there with us. He will comfort us. You are the one who was grieving, so it matters. It doesn't matter what anyone says, think or say. At this point in your life, you need to grieve. Don't fight it. Don't try to control it. Just accept your grief and let yourself grieve. Now, many people will say, and this can be very cruel, you should be over it by now. I've heard many stories of people saying things. It's really cruel, and sometimes people don't mean to hurt your feelings. They just don't know. They just don't know what you're experiencing, how you feel inside. And they will say, you should be, you know, after a few months, they think that you should be, go on with your life, and you should be fine. And there's many of my widows have said to me that this is one of the things that people say to them that's very cruel, because they just don't know. You have to experience a loss before you can actually tell someone that they should be over it by now. It takes time. Grief doesn't have a time on it. It is just each person grieves differently, and also the length is different. So don't let anyone tell you how to grieve, when to grieve, and when not to grieve. But many of them don't understand, because they have not experienced what you are experiencing. But depend on our Heavenly Father to give you the comfort and the strength that you need to get through all of this. In Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." Let God be your shepherd. "I shall not be in want. He maketh you to lie down in green pasture. He leads you beside the still water. He restored your soul. Yes, he will restore your soul, mind, body, and soul. He guides you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though you walk through the valley of shadow of death, he's telling you, fear no evil, for you are, that he's with you. And he promised you he will never leave you or forsake you. His rod and his staff, he will comfort you. He will prepare a table before you in the presence of his enemies, the enemy of grief. He anoints your head with oil, your cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy, his love will follow you and will comfort you all the days of your life. And he will dwell in the house. You will dwell in the house of the Lord. Yes, you. He will let you. He will bring his presence and let you know that he's there for you. He will give you resources, and he will give you. He will give you that safe person to talk to all the time. And it's so important for you to have that safe person in your life that you can go to and talk to about anything, about your feelings, because it's important that you talk about it, not to keep it inside. You need to release it. So in Psalm 23, just knowing that the Lord is your shepherd, depend on him. Pray and ask him to help you through this walk, this journey of grief. And he will help you through it one day at a time. He will restore you and give you and make you feel better again about you and yourself, because inside, sometimes you don't feel good about yourself because it hurts so much. You're lonely. You want to talk to that person. You want to have that conversation that you used to have with that, your mother, your father, your spouse, your son or daughter, or whoever it may be. And especially during this holiday season, it's difficult because of things that you used to do together. But in the next 2 weeks, I will give you some suggestion and what to do to getting beyond the holiday blues. That is all I have tonight. Next week, the 12th, we will have a testimony. And the next week, the 19th, we will have Sheila Coley on giving important information and finances and tax information after losing a loved one, different information that you may not have thought about, and I'm sure that she'll be giving us some great information regarding that. So tune in to the next two sessions. And I will also announce what we'll be doing in January. We do have two more books, Journeying Through Grief. So I want to continue it in the new year and finish those other two books. So, but that is all I have tonight. Have a great week, and knowing that God will be with you. Read the 23rd Psalms. Read it in a children version. Read it in the Good News version and see how God will be with you. He wants to be your shepherd. And he wants to take care of you the way that you need to be taken care of. So this week I ask you to read the 23rd Psalm and the children or the Good News version, any version except for the King James Version. It is a good version, but is not telling you exactly how God feels about you and what he will do. Telling you in a children version is more or less letting you know, just like a child, like a mother talking to a child. So do that and see what that, the 23rd songs really mean, really and truly saying, what God is really saying to you. Be blessed and have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week the same time, Tuesday night from 10 to 10:30. Good night. And one thing I want to apologize real quick. I think that's nothing but an enemy. We have always had the music to play with no problem. Everyone that I click on is having some difficulty, but we're going to get it straight before it's the end. We normally don't have that problem, but for some reason I'm having this situation, but I'll try to get that corrected. But have a great night.
If you